Welcome to the TD Legends Podcast. It's the 2028 season recap. Tonight with us, we have Byrne, Sutton, Williams, and the man himself, Mr. Hardy. Guys, how are y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Could it be better?
Couldn't it be better?
I'm doing amazing.
I really couldn't be better.
Sutton's really just living high right now.
Living the life.
Very fun season, I'll tell you what. From start to finish, probably my favorite season so far. Didn't end the way I wanted, but first of all, congratulations Sutton, Williams, Byrne, and the rest of Ohio State on the national championship win. Very well deserving.
Thank you, if you
didn't sell out against Baylor, would have been undefeated, but hey, it happens.
Did that on purpose.
Selling Madison goes off.
I did that on purpose. So
if they didn't lose that game, I don't know if they win the natty. I'm not even capping.
So they
needed that motivation.
Just a season recap. We'll go over awards. Of course, we're gonna cover the national championship, and then we'll have something a little fun at the very end. So without further ado, let's hop right in. So from week one. We sort of had an idea of what the top teams were going to be. And if you'll give me a second, I'll go find the old preseason magazine.
Yeah, I'll kill some time while he does that.
Yes.
You know, we all talked early in the season because we had our pod like early in the season. We were talking like playoff teams and all that. And I mean, we kind of pinpointed Ohio State, Miami, and Texas, and Bama, who ended up being the four. As the four to watch with like Washington on the out.
Jeez.
So, you know, there's just something to kind of look at, I guess.
So the
next
preseason,
year, I'm pumped for next year.
The top teams in preseason, Texas was number one after coming off that national championship. Ohio State, number two. Florida at three.
That's crazy.
Miami, four. Oklahoma, five. Alabama, six. And Washington, seven. And of course, we all know how it ended up. The preseason Heisman watch.
Yeah, but
fellas.
We also.
How about this?
We also all knew that. But we all knew Hardy. We knew
so far down.
30
so
preseason rankings, though.
Yeah.
So.
Preseason Heisman watch. Nemo Williams, Brian Bernstein, Deshaun Potts, Kanye West, Graham James, Dylan Petrovich, Armani Carter, and Jake Harris.
King wasn't even on it.
King wasn't on it, and he won the Heisman. How about that? Preseason mock draft.
Something happened with King.
That's 2 years. Yeah.
Yo, James changed his account to a TD account.
Wait, that's. I'm just saying that's 2 years in a row now that the Heisman winner hasn't been on like the preseason Heisman watch.
So something happened with King right before
next season.
Yeah, with the whole recruiting thing.
So the draft. Yes.
My bad.
Probably coming up pretty soon. The mock draft top 10, just a quick run through it. One, Brian Bernstein, of course, won Heisman last season. Nemo Williams, Jaleel Smith, Kyle Williams, Christian King, Dmitri Petrovic, Kanye West, Mercer Harris, Jared Gaines, and Roquan Prinsky. Of course, a lot of that is going to depend on what guys declare. We know Nemo is declaring, Kendrick Jordan declaring probably a top 5 pick. Brian Bernstein still yet to make his decision. Christian King will be coming back, so
we'll still yet to officially make his decision.
Yeah,
I know what I'm doing. But
so right out of the gate, we had three really big games. Ohio State and Washington was a nail biter. Washington almost put the Buckeyes on upset alert. They almost did it. Texas slaughtered Tennessee. And Miami got the W against Rutgers. So we'll just speed on through to between week four and week five, the midseason sort of stat list, I guess. Nemo led in passing yards. Bernstein led in rushing yards. And Christian King was fourth at that point. Kyle Williams led in receiving yards. Roquan Prinsky led in sacks. Travell led in tackles. Tony Jones led in interceptions. Guys, anything you want to say just about the regular season? Anything that surprised you? Anything that maybe disappointed you about some teams or some players?
Everyone in the SEC that wasn't Bama and Kentucky.
Yeah, pretty much.
Was pretty disappointing. I mean, like, we talked a lot in, like, the preseason about, like, the rankings and shit, but, like, damn, Florida came out weak as hell this year, right? Like,
are we surprised?
They kind of rescued it a little bit at the end, but, like, yeah.
I don't think a team's dropped that much from the preseason poll to the final poll ever.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't think the team's dropped that much.
Notable things throughout the season. Washington State at one point dropped out of the top 25 for the first time in TD history. Let's see. I mean, it was an exciting season, but
Game of the year.
Remember
game of the year. Yeah.
What's game of the year? Regular season.
Game of the year. Regular season.
I think OU Baylor was a really good game. Like, I think that's one of them. I think that was like 4 OT. Like,
yeah,
that was I was at a friend's place during that game. I just remember, like, keep refreshing as it kept being over.
Not paying attention.
Great to know. Our national champion coach, everybody.
Yes, indeed. I think that, let's see, the Washington Ohio State game might have my vote.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, almost upset the national champions week one, really.
Yeah.
Award winners. I mean, of course, we all know who they are, but we'll go through them again.
Well, do we? Well, do we actually know who they are? Because I pulled the Steve Harvey during the award show. like Predsky, bro. Predsky was so confused. He's like, "Wait, what did I win?
Probably high during the time. He's always high."
So Maxwell Award went to Christian King. Davey O'Brien went to Nemo Williams. Doak Walker also Christian King. Blinnikoff back to back. Kendrick Jordan. Mackey back to back.
I agree.
Sir Harris.
Snubbed.
The Bednarik and Nagurski, I believe, both went to Raquan Prinsky of Ohio State. Lombardi, a.k.a. Andrews. Butkus, Okonye Travell, Thorpe. Jaleel Smith and Coach of the Year was myself. And Heisman, Christian King.
You know, Lombardi isn't actually D-line.
What is it?
It's like best defensive player.
It's like everything.
It's kind of like Nagurski. It's like the same.
Because Joe Burrow won last year.
Yes. Huh?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, look it up.
Nice.
You mean Garrett? Who's Joe Burrow? I only know Garrett Sutton.
My bad. Whatever. I want to be all technical.
Guys, if there's anything you want to say about award winners, you can.
Kai Williams.
I coached the Heisman. That's pretty nice.
So did I.
So. You know what, my friend?
So did I.
I gotta take my moral victories for the season, okay?
TJ Wright, baby.
He didn't win out. Oh, for you, he did. Williams.
Yeah.
So did we all coach? Have we all coached Heisman's except
me?
Not that one dude.
I don't think Hardy has.
Even though he should have, guys. Yeah. One vote away twice.
Yeah.
One vote away twice.
The one.
It's all right. Me.
You know, there's actually a picture of Zach Christian and Garrett Sutton that I just found today.
Really?
Kermit Sutton should have won.
That's
him. He's dirty.
Graham James up next, though.
Loki.
Sosa?
Sosa, wow.
You said Loki.
All right, just keep going. Oregon defeated Tennessee, Michigan, TCU over Georgia, North Carolina over Michigan State, Wisconsin, I think upset Clemson in that game, LSU beat Penn State, Washington State beat Notre Dame, Kentucky and Florida State Peach Bowl. TJ Langford is a dog, but he needs help.
Metcalf,
he gets
is
help.
Ass.
Metcalf, sell out.
He got help. AJ Rodriguez.
He did get help.
Yeah, AJ Rod.
Y'all might have the answer to this. Did Jake Harris declare?
Yeah,
for sure.
Probably a smart move.
Yeah, he declared. So probably
Baylor,
a smart move. Yeah.
Baylor and Florida Sugar Bowl.
This Baylor, was a great game.
That it was a great game. Probably one of my favorites of the New Year's Six bowl games. Sterling Madison had a day, to say the least. And
last game for Baylor, he's going to play for Pocket.
That was a very good move, and one we'll
have
to keep an eye on for a while. Because if Parker finds his old self, that team might be nasty, boys.
Really hope Parker can build around him.
Definitely. Oklahoma and USC Fiesta Bowl. OU basically blew him out. I mean, Jace Cole, I think, is a top five receiver in the nation next season.
Dude,
that's
Jace
Cole
is cold.
No cap.
He's the coldest. That's just
cold like ice, bro.
He did that with the average quarterback.
I think the Oklahoma offense overall is going to be quite insane next season.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback? Oh, yeah,
Brandon Graham, Jace Cold, Wilson, I believe is his name.
Is Williams
Nico's transferring? I think. I'm not positive.
Transferring, right?
Yes.
But I don't know. Did he go anywhere? Like,
I
don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he still has until the end of the, I guess until next week to decide.
Yeah, that's facts.
And then the lone upset of the New Year's Six: Rutgers over Washington.
Bro, Rutgers, New Year's Six Rutgers is like the Orlando game one Orlando Magic. They're like game one Orlando Magic, bro. They don't lose.
New Year's Six Rutgers could win a national championship.
Yeah, for real. Like, they don't lose.
Well, they're not New Year's Six. They're not New Year's Six Rutgers then.
Elias Juice game winner.
No cap.
Oh god, what's an Elias? This ain't his pen name, bro.
Burn, I'm sorry. The Orange Bowl.
Sorry.
Ohio State gets the W. Gets revenge on Texas in the Natty rematch. Ohio State takes the lead with just under a minute, and Texas almost won it, but.
Yeah, but my defense is dookie as hell.
Texas defense biggest blunder in TD history? Question mark?
No.
Texas receivers.
Texas receivers that year, bro. Hardy, we all know. Oh, we all know, bro. I had that one that year. My receivers just none of them show up. Zero.
The Cotton Bowl, Miami and Alabama. This was a nail biter. Miami offense, another one of the biggest blunders, because they scored one touchdown and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 field goals.
Yeah, and Carter was talking to active chat. Like, they were the shit. Like, you scored once, dude.
Rob.
But the defense gets the best of them, and then the national championship just a couple hours ago. Ohio State gets in their revenge tour, ends it on the best note possible, and they are the kings of the college football world for 2028.
Bro, this was like exactly how the fucking 2014 playoffs went IRL. Like,
I was at that game.
You got Ohio State as the 4 against the 1 seed coming off a natty that, like, is the favorite. And then they play, like, that upstart team in the national championship. Like, because with Oregon, like, at that point, with, like, Mariota.
I was there.
So
Mariota
going back
is not good.
IRL playoffs, every national championship game, Ohio State has won. So 2014, 2021, 2028, every one of them, they've been the four seed.
Well,
so
except,
if you don't except, want
well,
Ohio
yeah,
because
technically,
win, make them a top three seed.
Yeah, technically, the actual 2021 Ohio State team, like RL, never happened to TD because, like, based on this shit, because,
yeah,
like, we already had it 20.
We replace history, folks.
Well, yeah.
TD, huh? We replace history.
What about the pregame video?
The pregame video was very
fire,
hyped.
Bro. I got hyped. I was like stressing though,
shake.
Being in both chats, bro. I was trying to be active in both chats, and it was just like it was the worst.
So, Lewis was balling.
Anyone else?
Yeah, bro.
Have any comments on the season, whether it's the Natty, the award winners, or anything during the season?
Nah, just want to say congrats to Son. Obviously, well deserved. I feel like this was coming
for
a while, so
thank you.
Very well deserved.
Sutton speech.
I'm good.
Speech.
I don't know what to say.
I liked your post. I thought your post encapsulated it well.
Yes,
thank you.
I'd like to say, there's a lot of good seniors that are leaving that
there's
we've had in the league
seniors.
For a long time.
For real, bro.
I'm trying to find the list.
Bro, it's crazy that, like, it's already crazy that, like, Kyle and Mercer are gone. Like, I remember recruiting those boys like it was yesterday. No cap.
I was a four-star coming out of high school because
yeah,
sucked ass.
Four-star.
Remember his script?
Top five pick.
For real,
bro. Top five pick?
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about being good, like, as a coach in NFL is, like, now I can't get any of these players. Because I decided to be good year one. Yeah.
I'll make you suck. Petrovic, Jaden.
Nah, don't make me suck.
Chiefs still in tank mode.
Yeah, until Sutton gives us 17 wins at the end of the year.
Yeah.
This was Verity's high school class.
Wow.
Bro.
Remember Verity's high school scripts?
That was so bad.
Then
Aaron Parker, number two recruit.
Oh, what a bust. Parker's never going to care about a player.
No, he won't.
Until I'm never recruiting a Parker.
Unless yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that works out. We'll see how that works out at OU.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, Parker's best player is Jimenez. Like,
I mean, as of right now, yeah. But Jaden has the potential. It's just, is he going to actually use it?
Unless Parker spins a wheel again, I'm never recruiting a Parker.
quick announcement. ESPN All-American game. Burn and I have been toying with this idea for
why don't you just do high school All-American?
No,
because that's lame, bro. Yeah. We wanted this shit to be fun as hell, and I tell you, my team is winning. I need a dub this year, so it's going to be an All-American.
How are you going to decide it?
Hardy is scripting it. So basically, just a quick explanation. We took the first and second team All-Americans. Burn and I did a draft, and at some point during the off season, Hardy is going to script the game, and whoever wins, I guess, gets bragging rights. I don't know.
Yeah, just rubs it in the other one's face.
It's an annual thing.
Who wins?
Yeah.
Predictions.
Marcus.
Yeah. JK, who's in it? Sorry.
Duncanville
I've been
and Chaminade.
Don't gotta go.
Yeah. Give me Dunk.
Yeah. Duncanville's the best high school team ever.
Yeah.
Probably. Easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two top three.
Yeah.
Like four
sturdy.
Or five stars.
They have four or five stars.
We all just remember when DQ played with Kayvon in high school. So
DQ
played
on Tyreek Mellon's return?
That was insane.
No, bro, Tyreek Mellon showing up in Texas chat day was the... Well, I know it's you, Williams,
yeah.
But just seeing that name was just the funniest shit.
I told you earlier, I almost ran off the road at 80 miles an hour seeing that. I mean...
So funny.
Some real speed was me after my game last night trying to get home.
Bro, for real.
Hardy snaps me and says, I'm going 96 to tell TD that.
All right, we gonna do the thing we said we were gonna.
We can. So Hardy gave us this idea. Hardy, thanks for the idea. Best all-time teams in TD. So national champions. And I guess if we want to do a top 10, we can just throw two like runner-ups or something like that in there. Cool.
Well, who are the two? Well, what? Let's just get that out of the way. Like, who are the two best runners? What?
Nice.
Some of them might not even be a runner-up.
Two best runner-ups are 2026 Penn State. That's one. That's got to be one.
Dang.
And 2027.
And then we even fell off after that.
2027 Ohio State?
No.
2028
Miami. Wow. Clemson, what is
this? It's either... It's either, I'd say 2024 Florida.
Yeah. That team was pretty good. Fair. If I was active, Florida won that year.
Think about it. They had Cross, Harris, and Dante Baker on the D-line.
That's
nuts.
Dirty as hell.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Josh Williams at Clemson one of the years?
That's number one team.
Okay. Like when they lost to Wazoo? Go ahead
and
say.
And Ohio State.
I'm saying number one overall.
Oh, number one team is, yeah.
2024 Clemson is number one.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think one of the Florida teams is next.
See, I'm going to be honest. I was thinking Texas.
You think maybe?
Wow, guys. Okay.
Burns flattered.
Last year's Texas team was dirty as hell. Yeah. So I'll take it.
But the DBs are nasty.
Yeah, because of the DBs. Jones and Madison.
Tyreek Mellons.
CJ Carter. Lockdown CJ, whose account disappeared today.
Pain.
That's got to be Marcel Davis.
I think even with the runner-ups, 2021 Ohio State is eighth or ninth.
Worst. Yeah, they were worse than both those runner-ups. Their team.
Are they even a top 10 team? I'm not trying to be that guy.
Are they a top 10 team all time?
No.
Florida snub?
This year's Rutgers would beat the shit out of them.
They beat Josh Williams, though. Yeah, and the Natty.
But that was Josh Williams by himself.
Yeah. Jaquan
literally.
If Florida actually beat Ohio State like they should have, they'd have completely shit on Clemson. Sorry, Williams, but
after I look at it, 2024 Florida might be Florida's best team.
And they didn't even win a natty.
Yeah.
Damn. I just remember that I don't know if I made the playoffs that year. I probably got dicked by Clemson. So That happened a lot.
Florida's problem was running back for a couple
Harris,
years.
Harris is like my dad in this league, bro. I've never beat him.
Who's that one guy Parker always talks about, the running back that he got? Bo Patterson. Yeah.
He always talks about Bo Patterson.
Yeah.
Cade Coleman.
The Casey Thompson curse.
Burn has had Casey so many Thompson busts. Wilson, DQ Wilson, Tyreek Mellons, Cade Coleman sucked. Okuda. What happened with Okuda again?
So it was the quarter season Heisman watch, and Hardy put TJ in it, who was better, and over him. He just got all PO'd. And then he quit, and then he went to Ole Miss. I was like, what?
Weirdest transfers of all time. So let's actually try to rank them now. So number one, of course, 2024 Clemson. Number 10, 2021 Ohio State. So we can start there and then go forward. So number 9.
Why are we doing it from back?
Then we'll start at number 2. Number 2.
Texas.
Texas.
Number
three. Yeehaw.
2023 Florida. Washington State.
Go Tigers.
I kind of forget Washington. I just know Hatch and Jenkins.
I'm going, I don't know. It might be Ohio State.
I mean, that team is crazy. Go to say the least.
Like the 2021 Ohio State. That's where it was, right?
I'd like to see 2028 versus 2021 Ohio State.
Oh no, that
would be a blowout. How much we taking? How much we taking 2028 by? What's the spread? 20?
63.
Nah, Drake Mayfield dropping 5 TDs.
Drake. No cap. Cowboys quarterback.
Carson Collins.
Benucci. Benucci.
Okay, Byrne, that's enough.
Bro, that was so funny on the pod. I'm like, let's all say it. And then I'm the only one that said Benucci.
D Atlas is clamping somebody, though.
So who do we say? Number three, Ohio State? 2028 Ohio State?
Yeah.
Number four?
Florida or Wazoo?
No, 2024 Florida. I don't care. They didn't even win, but I don't care.
Okay.
So it was 5-1 and the Wazoo.
Don't care.
I'd say 5 is Wazoo.
He does not care.
That Wazoo Natty team?
Yeah.
Pretty dirty. They were pretty dirty. Not going to lie. Hatch, bro, was that Jenkins, the. Did they have Marcel? Did they have Marcel that year?
Yeah. Freshman.
That's a dirty team.
Their D line was so good.
George
Gaines.
George Gaines and Marcel. And Bill Guy. God damn.
So number six, the teams left, 2022 Florida, 2026 Florida, 2025 Clemson, and the other runner-up.
I would say 22 Florida.
That was Isaiah Washington's freshman year, I believe.
Zay Wash. That's what we like to call him.
Then number seven. Probably the other Florida team.
The other Florida.
8, 2025 Clemson.
2025 was the most boring season.
Was that the same year? Was that the Okuda year, or was that like
I don't know.
What year did TJ win Heisman? Because it was two seasons before that.
No, because 2024 was the Okuda year.
Well, the Heisman is the year before.
I'm saying that the year Okuda
year is the 2024 Heisman. So that would have been who? Who won 2024 Heisman?
Was that?
I'm trying to scroll back. Wait, Patrick. Who won in Clemson won in 2025?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Zay Wash?
And Zay Wash didn't score a touchdown in the national championship. 17-6.
Bro, 2025. Wait, I'm going down right now. We're looking at 2024, 2025.
Yeah.
That's the season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
17-6. Bro, you're right. This year, burn as hell. This was. The Okuda year. This was the year I was playing a fucking running back at quarterback.
Was that?
And that was like the most interesting thing that happened.
Who was your quarterback? Was it Logan?
Ty Logan, yeah.
Nice.
Who ended up not winning a fucking doke because he had to play quarterback.
Nice.
I didn't even realize Quincy Logan had a 102-yard pick six in the Natty.
Wow.
Bro, that is long.
Hey, Logan, you know what? Credit to Logan. Like he was there tonight. Like he was there.
He wasn't there, but he was there.
He better be there next year.
He'll be there.
He's gonna be the second best first-year quarterback.
G Sutton, baby.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, my dog.
So I guess who's nine? The other runner-up.
Clemson.
Nine, Penn State. We said Penn State.
Okay, Penn State.
What year was Penn? What year was Penn State?
2026.
The year they lost to Florida.
Yeah.
Because I clamped up, Baker.
I don't know. If yeah. I would call it clamped.
It would have been. It would have been 2026 Texas Longhorn national champion if I had a fucking receiving core.
I never have
this lesson
ever.
Instead, so, Kendrick Jordan went nutty.
Yeah, Jordan bro. Bro, when Trey Jones got owned by him. Oh, Lord.
I'm reading the script right now.
Jordan. Yeah, bro. I remember.
Jordan stands I over top cried. Too small.
I literally cried. Like, I'm not even joking. That I went on live after that game. Sad as hell.
That was back. Yeah. That was back before Bird and I were friends, like close friends.
I didn't even know you. Didn't know you.
I was just some that random seems like that got active again.
Yeah, I was like, "Who's this black man?" And then no, we became friends because you hopped on like my TV Live with Bernie.
Yeah, I said, "Let me join."
That's when no one. Knew. That's when bro, remember the too. Yeah, the Blackman face reveal.
Good times.
This is a perfect description of the game right here. King throws a bubble to DQ Wilson, and Blackman gets up in his knees. The ball is free.
What?
Bro, I own the Texas receivers.
Oh, here's another one. Kayvon King throws a strike to Flame, and it's off his hands. Williams tips it as well, and Jennings picks it.
I remember being so mad. I was like,
he was so bro, mad.
The Hardy bro even DM'd me like sad as fuck. He was like, damn, did not want. I feel so bad.
King handles a snap in the end zone, and Dre Atlas takes his head off. Damn.
Oh my god, bro. I literally that game got me added into Florida, bro. Hardy took me out of the chat. Saddest day of my life.
I need to add you back to Bama chat.
Yeah, now that bro, I would have been in all. Too. I would have been in all four playoff chats. It's okay. I was already annoyed being in three. So,
nice.
Especially like running my own. And trying to motivate defense and like them just not showing up. So it is what it is.
Penn State, the fastest team to go from natty to nothing. Probably. All because of one guy.
Oh, fuck you, DJ.
Fuck you. Saquon Barkley.
Bro, I remember saying in fucking like coach's chat, like, who's going to get TJ? Won't be me. And then Kayvon started like not being active, and I DM TJ like when I was playing UNC. I'm like, "Hey," he's like, "I'll come." I'm like, "Okay."
That's what happened with Rod. I literally sent him an edit, and he came. I didn't say anything.
It was TD Sun Devils. They just followed me.
Isn't that Madison? Jordan.
No, Jordan's Kentucky.
Isn't that Jordan?
Oh, he switched.
Isn't that Madison?
No, he's Louisville.
Fuck, bro. Who's AFCU?
Oh, it's a Cameron Brewer.
Oh, nice.
That guy stayed promoted. Yeah, the promoter.
Hardy, you need to hurry up and post something on the main account because you have 666 posts.
Oh, bad God.
So, guys, the Brian Bernstein decisions will come tomorrow.
What do I post?
Even though a sneak peek, I think.
I think we've all gotten sneak peeks yeah. here. I've talked to each of you individually about this.
We're one follower away from 750 followers. That's nice.
Hey, well, when we hit 1,000, we gotta go crazy.
We will go crazy.
It's season 9. All it right.
is. Holy.
That's God. Crazy, bro. Damn.
High school natty tomorrow.
2030.
NFL playoffs going to finish up in the next few days. Off-season recruiting's probably soon, I would assume.
Blackman who's make that winning, edit for the high school natty?
Yes, I will make who's that winning, probably tonight.
Who's winning the Super Bowl, boys?
Titans. You say Titans?
Vikings.
Oh, Vikings. Titans are already out.
Yeah, I beat the Titans. And
I'm going with
the Dolphins Revenge Tour. Yeah, you beat Dolphins Revenge Tour.
Yeah.
Bro, Gaines.
Jamal Smith beat the thing.
I've heard Gaines is like relentless in that fucking Dolphins chat. That's what I've heard.
The Cardinals really beat the Saints.
Bro,
it's Saints. Literally only
bro. Okay, can I get traded, please?
No, I'm getting you a new coach.
Who even is this?
Okay, well then get me a new coach. Thank you.
I'll be Matthews. I'll change to the Saints again. I'll change.
No, you're not changing.
Burn, I'll trade for you and you can use Alex Smith.
I don't want to change.
I could be the Alex Smith. Why can't I use Mahomes?
Because why would you go from Drew Brees to Mahomes?
Because he's
That's
cool.
That's not how it works, Burn.
I don't care. We let TG be Kyler.
That's a good point.
No, we can't. No, he's still
I know. Rose. He just decided he was. Oh, God. Alex Smith, bro.
Alex Smith.
So who's on the Steelers?
Devontae.
No
Dior.
One anymore.
Devontae Dior, 1 year wonder.
I'm so I guess it's everybody but Faraz.
Yeah.
Did they not trade Baker?
No.
I thought they were supposed to trade Baker, but it never happened.
Yeah.
I offered them like 87 first round picks for Baker. So, bro, imagine reuniting Baker and Cross.
Oof.
Fucking offense, bro. No one's
Sutton,
scoring.
Sutton, why did you give Denzel Baker Jerry Jeudy model?
Oh, I thought that was Hamler, to be completely honest.
Oh, God.
It's my bad.
Wow.
I put Hamler for him on another one.
Bro, the funniest models, bro. No, the funniest models are like the real weird ones, like for the shitty players. Sanchez gives them like the funniest models.
Now, how about Parker using that old QB?
Bro, when he used Fran Tarkenton, I was laughing my ass off. That was so funny.
I would just like to say the Colts would be the best team in the league if they drafted better. They picked CJ.
They're good.
They pick CJ Kingsley with the 9th pick.
Who?
Exactly.
Who? I mean, they do have Ladarius Cross.
Exactly. And they had the number 9 pick. Let me go look at who got drafted behind him.
Who the hell was that?
He went to Florida as like off-season recruit, and then he went inactive and just never showed up again. And Ross picked him with the 9th pick.
Ross, bro. What are you doing, bro?
Ross, if you're listening to this, can you, like, be in my chat?
Okay, here it is. Oh, yeah, and look at the...
who'd they take him over? This.
Okay, yeah, I'm sending this to TD Legends.
Okay.
Right.
Look at the picture I used. Yeah. Look at the picture I used for him.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's dope. The Speed Falcons.
Where you find it?
So James Juice
Where is it?
Was picked after him.
Who the hell was that?
Best tight end.
Eric Cartman. That class was kind of weak, but still, James Juice was picked after him.
Yeah, bro, you know that class is kind of weak. It's fucking, fucking Metcalf won the top 10.
Yeah. Metcalf is a sellout.
He was.
Most of the early classes were very top heavy, but now we're starting to get like deep classes.
Was that the burn? Was that the burn wash hatch class?
Yes.
That class is the most top heavy shit ever.
I was hoping burn fell to me for Josh Allen, but
bro, I wanted to go to you so bad.
Pain.
Yeah.
How about next year's draft?
We talk
next year, like this upcoming one.
I mean, this upcoming one, depending on. Some certain person.
Okay, you know what? Like, we all know what I'm doing, so, like...
Okay, but no one else does.
Exactly, Burn.
Really?
Sutton, you got a bait with Trey Sermon.
I got a date with Trey Sermon?
You
bait.
Yeah. Off-season. Off-season.
Hey, I got a date with Trey Sermon.
I'll just say, if Burn does declare... Sutton and I are going ballistic for a running back. So if you're if you're wanting to make a player,
there's no scarcity of those in our league.
No. So if you're wanting to make a player in off season, running back, we do need.
How about you make a defensive lineman, guys, and come to me, please. I need you.
No, I need it. I have never had one good front seven player.
Bro, I have zero front seven players. I don't even want to hear it. I've literally got one
five-star commit anyway and active the next day.
Oh, that's
so I have zero defensive linemen, guys. Zero. None.
I'm snapping Malik Willis right now to tell him he's a bitch. he's sold, Kyle.
Yeah, I don't even know. I probably would have won the Natty if I had him with me.
Bro, what happened to Money? What happened to Tyler Money, bro?
I'm pretty sure he's that class. TJ had some of his, I don't know if it was him or his IRL friends, but those are the only reason I got those guys.
TJ's made like
the so he pulled the less effective king basically because like King, bro, why King, did all the boys oh, that King that, get that to join voice. Look sus as hell? Why did they all look sus as hell? So funny.
Why did they disappear?
Bro, they all did, too.
They just went into thin air.
Yeah. Funny as hell. I ended up landing only Nolan. I got fucked
that
over by all
so
those
so good for Texas. And then went to nothing.
I probably would have won if I had all those guys. If they were actually active. Like, because I just needed, like, four defensive players. It probably would have been fine.
TD.boogie just tagged me in a post.
Who?
His caption, fat as fuck, yeah, I still have abs.
What?
Boogie Turner.
I love how all the listeners are like, this has just turned into a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
Oh, man.
No, I'll probably click off at this point.
All right.
Yeah, probably.
Playoff predictions for next year and Heisman finalist and winner.
Are you crazy? That's fucking 11
years. All right, playoffs so next year. The playoffs next year, OSU for sure because the Big Ten's ass.
Yeah.
Miami.
Texas will be okay.
I'm a bank on myself, Hardy. As I probably
he
should.
He knows in charge. You know that.
But me or Hardy, whoever wins the SEC. And then,
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Aren't we in the same division, though, Hardy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's competitive as hell.
Oklahoma?
I will outperform Logan any day of the week.
OU would be pretty lit.
Oh, yeah,
I can see it. Washington?
Yeah.
They got on
Washington. I'm going to go Ohio State, Miami. Washington and OU.
Nah.
No SEC team?
No SEC team. They
beat I can see it possible that we beat each other out.
They're gonna beat up on each other.
Hey, Hardy, I got a question for you. What are you thinking for early, like, opening day games? Because
I was just thinking
Miami
about
and OU, please.
Miami and please? OU, I think everyone.
LSU versus not Ohio State.
I'm not playing Ohio State. This is not happening, guys.
I gotta like get the roster set before I.
LSU yeah, we Brown. No. We don't give away the best games right
LSU
away.
LSU versus USC.
I'm fine playing. I already played Annex this
I think,
year. That's boring.
I'd like to see like a USC versus OU or something like that.
Give FSU a game.
They just played.
USC versus FSU, actually.
That'd be a good game, actually. I like that.
But Annex versus Annex?
I've played like an opening day game like every fucking week. Every year.
He plays an opening game every week, fellas.
You know what, guys?
It's late, man. I know. We know.
I was... My ass had school today. I know we all did, but
I got some homework due at 11:59 that I haven't done yet.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Some things take priority, like winning a fake national championship in an Instagram week.
Exactly. Dude,
our teachers just wouldn't understand. I wasn't even there
for the second half. My phone died. And I thought I sold so bad.
Ooh.
Nah, chat almost sold.
Dude, it did.
Insta
it
literally... almost sold.
Did the chat break again?
This was. I just scored the weirdest touchdown I've ever scored in Madden. I was trying to throw it to one player. My player accidentally ran into them. And they called a defensive pass interference, and Terry McLaurin was just standing behind them and caught a touchdown.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Nice.
Shut up, bro.
If y'all have nothing else to add.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
You got one more thing.
Who's going to be good, who's not going to be good on the All-American freshman team?
Let's go pull
it up. Let me go find it. All-American freshman team?
Like, thinking about, like, future awards.
So the quarterback, Drew Bird.
Not winning any awards.
Running back, Sterling Madison. I think he's probably going to win a Heisman.
Not winning any awards.
Depends what Parker can do with him.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But also, like, he just may get the Jake Harris, like, I'm the only guy here treatment.
Parker needs to stay motivated.
TJ Langford, since he does actually have help around him, he might win a Heisman.
Going to win awards.
Malik
Malik
Wilson from Oklahoma. Probably going to be one of those guys that sets in Jace Cold's shadow until he's gone, and then his senior year might do something.
What year is Jace Cold in?
Sophomore. So he'll be a Jace Cold's going to be a junior next year. Jawan Rogers from Baylor. Another wide receiver.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
Nico Williams was the tight end.
It's Rogers who sold last night. Yeah.
Is he active with Nico Williams?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sort like decently. All
right, whatever. Unless if he stays in the portal the whole time, I guess he won't do anything. AK Andrews might be the best defensive player in the country.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone. He's gonna be the best. He's gonna be the best defensive player in the country.
Or did he hit his peak as a freshman?
The trio of Miami defensive linemen. A.K. Andrews, Jet Jarrett, Dawson Martin.
I think
Martin was a 3-star, by the way.
Yeah, Jarrett, the whole Jarrett.
He's canceled.
The whole Quincy Roche thing. Don't fuck with Quincy Roche anymore.
Quincy Roche, if you're listening to this, well, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, no cap. Kiko
Burns. Girlfriend, too.
Also from Miami.
Yeah, Burns is dirty.
Probably going to win a butt kiss or two.
He said he'd go in three-peat for the Buck Kiss, so.
Your all's favorite players next.
Great. Connor Von Buffon.
Von Buffon, baby.
Yes.
I swear. We're all
rooting for him.
He's got to be somebody from.
I swear it's Faraz.
I feel like it's most definitely one of somebody in the
league.
I think it's one of his friends. I don't think it is Faraz.
Minka Nolan from Texas. I think
yes, sir.
He's Thor potential, guys. He is.
Yeah. Because he actually shows up to the game.
Kyrie Wilson.
Definitely. Same.
These three defensive backs might turn into that last year's defensive back class, Devontae Blackman, Trey Jones, Milwaukee Madison. Those three guys, if they all stay...
Bro, thank God Madison came back. That was like such that made me so happy. He had such a good senior year.
So I think one of those guys is definitely gonna win a Heisman.
The D-backs?
No, I'm saying like
over the these Heisman are just gonna get stolen when Garrett Sutton wins four straight.
Exactly. 12.
He's winning 11. Because 12. Hardy wouldn't let you win 12.
He said 12.
So, y'all have anything else?
Hendrix
Hatch player model.
Hendrix Hatch player model. Fullback?
Bro, I don't care what y'all say. This fullback's dirty as hell. It ain't like he's just using like some...
He is kind of soft. I can't cap.
What are you going to use in college, though?
That's what he's talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know
what
that matters.
What?
Are you still with us, Kyle?
No, he's not. I can answer that question.
How about gains on some type of crap after last night?
I do. I have one more thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's making Hall of Fame?
Out of this year?
I forgot about that.
Well, we got to see who.
One of them will depend on who.
Do I have a resume? Like, am I?
Yeah.
I mean, I won the Heisman. I won the Heisman. Okay.
That's as high as it is.
You won the Heisman you're in.
Kendrick Jordan.
Yes, yes, Kendrick Jordan. So I think Mercer is too.
Yeah,
so.
Mercer.
Yeah.
So
Kyle Williams snubbed.
Dang it.
I mean,
yeah.
If a wide receiver makes it have to be Gaines.
I honestly thought there was going to be two people, but if Triple B declares, then, you know, there'll be three.
Triple B's.
It's either going to be two or three. Mercer and Kendrick or Locks.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any.
Yeah, I mean, bro, there's like that whole very good players. It's like, you know, but there's a bunch of players already in that shit.
Yeah.
What about retired models? Like, are we?
Yeah, Hardy and I are actually. I'm gonna force Hardy.
We got to do that at some point because that. I just kind of stopped doing it.
The website.
I mean,
what? How are we gonna do that? Just. The Hall of Fame players, player models get retired.
Yeah,
and a little
with my discretion, like I was trying. Yeah, I was retiring a couple, like just at Texas. Like I wasn't letting anyone use Roshan after like Logan left. I just did like Roshan Jackson. Bro, I'm mad I didn't give fucking Bijan to King. He would have been even better, but. You got one year with CEH. You got a year with CEH.
Devontae Smith is being used.
Nice. JJ Smith?
Yep.
Hey, he gets the last name. That's a W.
When DQ asks for Jamar Chase.
Yeah, DQ asked for Jamar Chase.
What are you doing? If you think he's going to give you
that. Oh, no.
I told Jamar Chase before DQ did. I didn't even get Jamar Chase. So.
I told him. I gave him Chark. I said you're using Chark.
He asked for Odell too. Like,
I was like, no. I'm waiting for someone drippy to use Odell.
Yeah.
And Jamar.
I tried to get DQ Wilson to use more to stars. He did.
I have like the greatest PM ever.
Joey Burrow.
Still got Joey Burrow.
Still got number two, Olave to use too at Ohio State.
Do you haven't used Olave yet, son?
17.
Christian, but not 17, Olave. He did post one number two, though, earlier.
He said he's going from number two. He's using number 17 his first 2 years, then number two his last two.
That's what I did with CJ Henderson. I went with number one and then number five. So.
CJ's lockdown, bro.
You gotta use Smith in Jigba.
Is that how you say it?
Jigba.
Hardy, I don't think that's how you say it.
What am I going to do with QB?
What are you going to do with QB? Who's asking?
Fatskins.
Yeah, bro. Yo, I just needed to change from Texas because, like, if one more player used Casey Thompson, I'd jump off a bridge. You know what's a good thing, though? The good thing is he actually, like, played well in the Alamo Bowl. So, like, he's actually starting next year. Like probably.
Unless Sam Ellinger just takes it.
Nah, he already declared. He already declared. Yeah.
10th round pick.
Casey Thompson's player model improved though when he got those Alamo Bowl pictures.
Yeah. Bro,
Casey Thompson is
man. No, but the best
Casey
picture
Thompson
is him
curse has been broken.
Never forget when Logan was Casey Thompson approved a day and posted the picture of him on the boat.
Now Logan's got the goat model, so he better use him live.
Tua.
No, he doesn't. That is not the goat model.
I love Tua. Burrow. I love Tua, unless we could get Watson. Then I don't love Tua anymore.
Burrow's better.
No. All right,
Burrow's got the Heisman pictures and the natty.
All right. What's on this? Everyone's like, what's this shit? Like,
listen, if you're still here.
And he's white.
If you're still listening to this.
Shut the fuck up.
That's quite impressive. Okay. Postseason 2028 season.
My
recap.
Bad.
very fun season.
Hey, yeah, you know, NFL, for the last NFL, time this year, yeah, it's us, you know.
NFL draft after Sutton finishes the season, so yes. We'll do that tomorrow.
We doing that on, are we doing that on live again? Probably not.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
The first,
and
the
high school
first,
match tomorrow.
We can do the first part, 10 picks.
Sure. Let's do like the first 10 picks, yeah, because it's boring after like that for us. All we just straggle.
Once again, congratulations to all the award winners, the Ohio State Buckeyes national champions, Christian King Heisman winner. Look forward to next season. Certainly going to be a lot deeper. And just as the seasons go along, it's going to continue to get deeper. Appreciate everyone for listening. Bern, Hardy, Williams, Sutton, appreciate y'all hopping on. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for
as
having
always.
Me.
Yeah, so, it's us.
Yeah, it's us.
Hey, if you're still here, Tyrone Parker, fuck you.
If you're still here, Katie Coleman.
I don't think he's still here if he is here.
Oh, by the way, Kyle, he asked me for high school at, so be ready.
Nice. All right. We're going to end it here. Fellas, thanks for listening. Fellas, thanks for coming on. I'm Blackman, and for everyone at TD headquarters and the TD legends, we'll catch you next time.